A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Sacred Band, 300 Theban Lovers Fighting to Save Greek Freedom, by James Rahm, read by Vivian Laney. The only general who's never been beaten is Eros. Pamenes, leader of Thebes, as quoted by Plutarch. A note on the archival drawings. The discovery of a mass grave is a rare event in archaeology, often publicized by dramatic photographs. Yet somehow, during the brief time in 1880 when the grave of the Sacred Band at Chaeronea near Thebes was open to view, no photos were taken. With 254 skeletons laid out in rows, this was the largest, most vivid mass burial known from the ancient world. The grave was soon covered over again, most likely forever. The chief excavator at Chaeronea, Panayotis Stamatakis, never published his findings, and the notebooks he had kept soon disappeared from view. While working for this book, researcher Brady Kiesling spotted a fleeting reference to these excavation notes and discovered that the archivists of the Greek Archaeological Service had located and inventoried them. We were astonished to find, as we examined them, that Stamatakis had made detailed drawings of every skeleton, marking their many wounds and fractures, and it also depicted the layout of the entire grave. With generous help from a branch of the Hellenic Ministry of Culture and Sports, the Department of Historical Archive of Antiquities and Restorations, good quality photographs of these drawings were obtained. A selection of these are presented in this book, their first time in print. You can find them in the PDF that accompanies this audiobook. The final image in this series presents a composite made by digital illustrator Markley Boyer, in which all the remains drawn by Stamatakis have been reassembled in their fine spots. This painstaking work of reconstruction, based on notes and measurements found in the log, allows us to see the grave of the Sacred Band as it was laid out by the Thebans in 338 BC, and as it was revealed, briefly, in 1880. Preface. To visit Theva in modern Greece, the site of ancient Thebes, is a lonely journey for modern tourists. They'll likely be the only out-of-towners leaving the train there, or driving up the hill of its Cadmea, the city.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?